This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back on Inside Black and Gold. Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller coming at you on Thursday. It's a little later in the week than we would typically be recording a podcast, but wanted to wait to see if what would come out of the combine with Kellen Moore, Mickey Loomis, Jeff Ireland, and all that good stuff. We didn't get a ton in terms of publicly available information, but there has been some reporting. Saints probably going to be active in free agency, whatever that means. Derek Carr sounds like he'll be back in 2025. But the good news is we still, all the information that was true last week is still true this week. And so I wanted to play for you this interview that we did on Sports Talk with Lorenzo Neal, former Saints draft pick, fullback out of Fresno State, played for the Chargers, hosts Believe in Chargers podcast, obviously knows Brandon Staley, Kellen Moore, Derek Carr very well. So I thought he had a lot of interesting things to say. Let's hit it.
And we're now welcoming in a former Chargers fullback and also NFL legend, host of the Believe in Chargers podcast as well, Lorenzo Neal. Definitely appreciate the time. How the heck are you doing, Lorenzo?
Legendary, guys. Legendary. Anywho, yeah, I love what you guys are doing there and down there in New Orleans. Y'all don't realize that was the first place I got drafted to the New Orleans Saints, and that's where I played 4 years of my young career with Dalton Hilliard and Sam Mills, Ricky Jackson, the Dome Patrol, so Jim Morris. So it all started for me in big Louisiana.
We also get to work with the legendary Bobby Hebert, and he talks a lot about those days for sure.
Oh, yeah. Bobby's amazing, man. I love Bobby. Bobby's got that voice, right, guys? He keeps you going.
Looking at the hire just recently, we'll get into with the defensive coordinator, Brandon Staley. Just wondering what you can tell us about his time with the Chargers. Obviously, things didn't end the way that he wanted to over there. But just what kind of defense maybe we can expect him to bring to this Saints squad?
Well, I think you got to be smart to play in this defense. I mean, Brandon Staley, you saw what he did with the Rams. They were able to win a Super Bowl. We know that he can coach X's and O's, and he's a guy I think is a great defensive coordinator. Some people question maybe is he a fit for a head coach? And I think that's why when you look at what the Saints have done, when you go out and you hire, Kellen Moore, where was he come from? Thank you. San Diego, the LA Chargers. But that's where he was with coach. So you have two guys that have some familiarity, and you brought in a head coach that was the head coach that you worked with. You brought him in why? You brought him in that he can also teach you how to be a head coach in Kellen Moore. So that is going to be a great confidant for Coach Kellen Moore that you guys hired as the head coach. I think that you're going to have a great working relationship with him and Staley.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Staley as a defensive coach? Because I think people talk about Brandon, it's all going to go back to, the head coaching tenure didn't go that well. And, we saw with Dennis Allen, he was a great defensive coordinator. He got the head coaching job. It didn't go particularly well. But, not every great defensive coach is meant to be a head coach. It's just the skill sets are very different.
No question.
I think a lot of people look at it and be like, well, he failed as a coach. I'm like, well, actually, in 2020, he had the Rams. He installed a defense over Zoom. They couldn't even meet. And he had that team as the number one defense in the NFL. So there's a lot of actual success that you can point to on the defensive side of the ball. So what are your thoughts on the type of scheme he runs, the type of defense he puts on the field?
Yeah, I think that you guys know that offense entertains, but defense wins championships. And he's going to be a 4-3 guy. He's got to go four down. You've seen what he was able to do. He did a great job with the Rams. You said when you have players, look, if all things being equal, players are going to make plays, but coaches make decisions to help determine how in the game. You got to have some players that execute. You show me a great coach, I'll tell you what, he's got some great players. All I think about, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Brady. When you got a great coach, yeah, coaches get a lot of praise, but when you have great players around, it makes it happen. And Staley is a good coach. I think that he's one of those coaches. He knows X and O's and have a defense that's going to be a solid defense if you can get him the right guys to execute his plan. Look no further than a lot of – look at Spagnuolo. Look at Spags over there in Kansas City. Not a great head coach, but look what Spags has done as a defensive coordinator for Kansas City Chiefs. Look at Vic Fangio. Hey, this guy, they motorboated the Kansas City Chiefs. He wasn't a great head coach. I knew Vic. Vic spent days in New Orleans. Knew him at the Niners as a defensive coordinator. Look how well. Took the Niners to a Super Bowl. Lost to the Hardball Bowl. So you got to look at certain guys. They're great defensive coordinators, but they're just not great head coaches. Look at North Turner. The list goes on, guys, that there's a lot of guys out there, and I think you got a good one in Staley, who is a really good defensive coordinator, and just the question still out about being a head coach.
Yeah, you mentioned not everybody is a great head coach. We're kind of expecting that to happen with Dennis Allen moving on to Chicago, probably ignite that Bears defense over there after spending time here. Looking at the youth now movement with this coaching staff with the Saints, what were your impressions with that one season that Kellen Moore did spend with the Chargers?
Yeah, I thought that you saw that he absolutely, Justin Herbert loved Kellen Moore. I mean, this guy comes from Boise. He was a Boise player and watched him play in college. And he's just one of those guys that he knows X's and O's, a great offensive coordinator, a great offensive mind. He had a great year with Justin Herbert. He is going to come in there and he is going to help Carr. He's going to help whoever is at the quarterback position. Hopefully it's Derek Carr, Fresno State legend as well. So I hope it's him, but Kellen Moore is going to make sure the quarterback is going to be successful. He's going to get the ball out of his hands, going to have the quarterback knowing where to go with the ball. You guys got a fine offensive coordinator. The verdict is still out, but can he be a head coach? But you know what? You got to start somewhere. There's a lot of guys that just first-time head coaches that can do pretty well. So I think Kellen Moore, great offensive mind. You're going to see, you saw what he did. Wherever he goes, he has success, especially with the offensive side of the ball. But now you have a head coach, but also now offensive coordinator. So this is going to depend what he does. Is he going to be willing to give up the rings to another offensive coordinator? Because now he's a head coach. And I think that's one of those reasons also that he brought in Coach Staley to help him micromanage and understand what it takes to be a head coach.
Yeah, Lorenzo, you just brought it up. I was going to ask you, as a Fresno State guy, there's some Fresno State connections here. Right? Even Jordan Mims, a running back for Fresno State, obviously Derek Carr.
Yeah,
Doug Nussmeier,
yes.
People might not know, Doug Nussmeier actually spent a year as an offensive coordinator for Fresno State. So there's a lot of Bulldog pride in New Orleans these days. And so I'm curious, obviously I'm sure you've followed Derek Carr for a long time. What are your thoughts on him as a starting quarterback and what he's done and where he is at this point? Because that's going to be a big question for the Saints. It's a big cap hit. You're changing coaching regimes. Do you try to move on at the quarterback position? Do you stick with him? What are your thoughts on Derek?
Well, I think right now, if you're going to get someone in the draft, is he going to be ready? That's the question, and that's what's tough. Because if you get someone say, okay, we're going to go all in and get a rookie, is he going to be ready for that first year? You need a Derek Carr because he's a guy that's not necessary. There's different type of quarterbacks. Mahomes. You look at Josh Allen. You look at, when you think about Cincinnati's, the Bengals, you watch Joe Burrows, Joe Cool. Look around the league. There are certain type of guys that are game changers, and then there's game managers. There are certain types of guys. There's a difference between a thermostat and a thermometer. See, a thermometer, all it does is just measure temperature. Thermostat, it regulates temperature. I don't know if Derek Carr is that type of player. I know he's a good player. He's not a great quarterback. He's not an elite quarterback, but he can win games, but everything needs to be good around him. So that's the thing. If you're looking for a guy, if that's the thing you're looking for, a car, then you don't have that in Derek Carr. Now, you have a guy that can win us. I'm not saying he can go out and carry a team, but he can. He's not that type of quarterback, but he can win it. He's good enough to win a Super Bowl if everything around him is good.
Yeah, you know, I had someone say this to me once, and I think it lands in this situation, which is like, no one gets excited about the 15th best quarterback in the NFL until you don't have a top 15 quarterback, and then that's the only thing you need, and suddenly you don't have it, right?
Right. You know what? You hit the nail right on the head. What do you want? Geno Smith? I mean, what are you going to upgrade? And no due disrespect, but there's just a lot of guys out there. They're just guys. You have a guy at the top, like you said, top 15 quarterback. He's not the top, the elitist of the elitist, but he can win. But if you go out there now and just say, hey, we're going to get rid of him, you're going to take some growing pains either or, no matter what. So do you go draft a guy and say, look, a year or two? Or do you say, look, we're going to rebuild and start all over all the time?
Lorenzo, I want to ask you about the fullback position. It seems like you guys are a dying breed lately in the NFL. What's going on with the you know, overall? And do you think there's still a place in this league? I think we've seen it. You know, we need you big guys helping pave the way out there. And it just seems like a position that's really been a sought after, like not even thought about anymore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But I think when you look at Cal Juszczyk and look at some of the guys that played the position, it's not that it's not a glamorous position. You understand that. And to play fullback, you got to be different. And I think that's the biggest thing. When you're a fullback, you got to be able to move people. And that's what I did. When I went out there and you saw certain guys, you watched the, you know, not just myself, but you look at guys like Sam Gash and Great the Moose and Moose Johnson, you know, Larry Sinners. You watch guys that got downhill, was four, you know, you guys had one, Terrell Suggs, T. Smith that played there a while back. You got to have guys that want to go in there and move guys out of the way. And I think it's going to start to come back because you saw this year two running backs put the running back position back on the map, and which was long overdue. So I hopefully, with that being said, the fullback position starts to come back this way, because I'm telling you, man, back in the day when I played, you guys knew. I mean, Larry Sinners, you think about Tony Richardson, Kansas City, you know, all these great fullbacks that you had, Mike Allstott. We need the fullbacks. We need to make fullbacks great again. Juszczyk is still carrying the torch so for us, guys. Cal Juszczyk's going to carry that torch.
Awesome stuff, Lowe. Definitely appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and hopefully be seeing you down here soon enough in New Orleans.
Absolutely. We'll do it again soon, guys. Cheers.
All right. Thanks again to Lorenzo. Neil, a lot of interesting stuff there. You know, we're going to talk about Brandon Staley more in the final segment, but I did think, like, you know, what Lorenzo said there and what I think is true is, like, people are going to look at, man, things didn't go well with the Chargers. And they didn't, objectively. But I think when you look at Dennis Allen's tenure as a Saints head coach, it's not just that he did poorly as a head coach. It was that his defense suffered.
Right.
Every year it got worse when he was a head coach. And that was different from when he was the defensive coordinator, and everything, it seemed like everything was like building to something. In as a head coach, it seemed like it was crumbling. And I think that that's just, you know, part that happens is when you add the head coach responsibilities to a star defensive coordinator's plate, you know, a lot of the things that make you a star defensive coordinator, you're not able to do anymore. And your focus is drawn in other areas, and that impacts you. And I think that's what the Saints are hoping is true for Brandon Staley, because when you look at Brandon Staley's statistics as a defensive coordinator with the Rams, they are as elite as they come. Now, that defense had Aaron Donald and a lot of pieces to work with. And the group he took over with the Chargers, while there were some star players on there, it was not as well constructed for what he needed to do. You didn't see the results that you would like to see going, you know, down the street, right? Like, they played in the same building. It's not like he had to relocate or anything like that would draw his attention that way. So, like, I think the Saints are hoping that fact is true, that defensive coordinators not succeeding as a head coach does not mean that you cannot come back and be an elite defensive coordinator. And I think it's true. I think it's a good bet, because I think Dennis Allen's going to be good with the Bears. We've seen Steve Spagnuolo be a great defensive coordinator with the
with the Chiefs. Obviously, that year he spent here, just kind of throw that out and with the bathwater. And
gee, what if that was personnel related?
Yeah, maybe. But that's the problem is I don't know if he has the personnel here, just like he didn't in L.A. So we'll see how it goes. But I don't. I think people are overreacting to the idea that things didn't go well with the Chargers when I don't really think that's the, you know. I think that that is kind of disconnected from like, you're not hiring to be a head coach. You're hiring him to be your defensive coordinator. And he has shown that as a defensive coordinator on an offensive head coach's staff, he can succeed. So,
yeah, the biggest concern for me with Staley, at least I've just heard his scheme's kind of complicated, worry about the verbiage being a little, you know, too complex for the players. We'll see how it works out. But like you mentioned, the fact that his failures as a head coach, I'm not really looking too much into that becoming back to a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, you rely on smart players. Like, you need smart players. And I think the Saints have smart players, right? Like, I don't think that's the issue. It's more so just what they have done is not going to match what they're being asked to do. So it's great if you understand what you're being asked to do, but can you do it physically? And that's going to be the other question. But, you know, great stuff from Lorenzo. I thought his comments on Derek Carr were good as well. Like again, you know, and this is what I said to Lorenzo and he agreed with, like, you don't get excited. Like, you don't get excited about the 15th best quarterback until you don't have a top 15 quarterback, you know? And, you know, like a replacement level quarterback. And I've said this about Kirk Cousins. He's Mr. League average. Like, there's a reason that he stuck around in the league so long. Because league average can win you games,
right?
Below league average, no. And one, and it's not hard to identify when you start to see below league average. But
we got a taste of it with Spence. As much as, you know, people want to be on the Rattler bandwagon, sorry, it was a rough campaign for him.
You know, so I think it's different for a rookie. You know, when you're talking about was he league average for what you can expect out of a rookie? Maybe. It's tough because I don't go and watch every rookie quarterback. Some rookies are fifth round picks. Some rookies are first round picks. Your bell curve is going to be a little harder to match. But you definitely didn't get like league average in terms of what a veteran quarterback would provide. That's one of the problems with the NFL is
a lot of missed targets stood out for me with Spence's accuracy.
Oh yeah. He was erratic. Didn't the touch on the throws wasn't necessarily what you'd want, especially when you're thrown to a. You don't need to throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to a running back who's 8 feet from you, you know, that sort of thing. Yeah, but that is also the problem I have with quarterback conversations in the NFL. It's like either they are ready to be a week one starting quarterback right now or throw them out their trash.
Yeah, you have to be Jaden Daniels, man.
Right, and guys like Jaden Daniels ruin the curve for everybody else. But like... Why is it such a crazy idea that you let a guy sit for 2-3 years and suddenly it's like, hey, let's see if he can, you know, like he's going to be learning the second offense in 2 seasons. Jake Haner's going to be learning his third offense in three seasons if you keep him around. Young quarterbacks don't get chances to develop in the modern NFL. Part of it's because you don't keep 3 or 4 quarterbacks on the roster the way you used to. And so you need that young quarterback to be your backup. And a lot of times teams would rather have a veteran backup.
Yeah.
Saw this year. Why?
Yeah. Look at guys like a Jared Goff or a Sam Darnold and, you know, their progression. I'm honestly not a fan of either, but you can't deny their stats this past, definitely the past couple of years for Goff.
Yeah. The issue is when it's hard to compare a young quarterback, a young like mid-round pick to those guys, because it was like the Jared Goff is the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold was what, third? You know, so it's like, well, yeah, they're going to get time to develop because their team doesn't have any choice but to play them. Whether you think Spencer Rattler should have been picked higher, your draft status, where you were picked, is going to impact how much investment the team sees in you and what the sunken cost is. And how much they feel like, oh, we have to give this guy time. And I'm curious to see what Kellen Moore has in store for Spencer. If he's a Spencer Rattler guy at all, there's no guarantee that he is. Maybe they go and draft a young guy. Maybe they go and draft a Jalen Milroe when he becomes the project quarterback and Spencer's kind of put out to pasture. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, at least Spencer was around for Super Bowl. I'll just say that.
See, Spencer has the fans behind him. I'll give him that. He definitely has exactly. a nest, rather.
Yeah, even though, like, I guess you could say he falls under the Clint Kubiak reign now, and that's over with.
Well, right, and Jake Haner falls under the Pete Carmichael tree. Like,
right.
Spencer Rattler is now in the situation Jake Haner was in last year, where it's like, well,
the head coach didn't pick him.
I don't even know. Like, I'm sure they've met. I'm sure Kellen has met with Spencer, and he's under contract, so he'll be here through camp one way or the other.
Yeah.
It's just a question of, you know, like again, it's just like last year, Jake Haner stuck around even though they drafted Spencer, but it was very clear throughout the season that Spencer was, you know, the golden child of that situation. Jake was never going to get a fair even shot at that job, no matter what was said. And that was clear in the one time they decided to start him and yanked him at halftime. And like, you understand why. And that will be the case again if the Saints go out and draft a mid-round quarterback. It's not going to be Spencer getting the benefit of the doubt. It'll be the other guy. Because
I will say, at least it's a benefit for a guy like a Haner, too. Again, it's like, sure, he's got another offense to learn, but another clean slate for him going into this year.
They don't even, this coaching staff is like, who is this guy? maybe he'll go, maybe the Eagles, maybe they'll cut him and the Eagles will claim it on waivers. And he can go hang out with Ian Book.
Super Bowl champion. Oh, no. Yeah.
Ian Book.
Yeah, right. Along with Kenny Pickett. Mind blown.
Man, what a rough run of quarterbacks. But all right, let's wrap this segment up. We're going to come back. We'll talk more about the defensive coaches that have been hired, some combine news and notes, some mock draft information. Stick around. This is Inside Black and Gold. I'm Jeff Nowak, Steve Geller. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll be right back.